Good morning, everybody. It's the 14th of November, 2022, and today's title for the teaching is Test Your Senses. Today, I want us to think of all our senses: sight, hearing, taste, smell, and touch or feeling. Now, think of all there is in the world around us that tries to arrest our attention or our senses every day. Now, consider with me how much of this is fake. What we see is no longer real. Our phones allow us to edit our photos until we're happy with them. And why wouldn't we when the media has been altering what is real and what is true beauty for many years? When it comes to touch, fake leather feels real, but it in no way lasts as long as the real thing. We can buy a fake version of the most expensive perfume, and when it comes to hearing, a lot of the music today is synchronized so that it's hard for us to tell if the person can actually sing or not. But what inspired this devotional today was my latest visit to a well-known fast food outlet. As I walked in the door, their main menu had this massive picture of a chicken wrap with chicken overflowing out of it. It was called the Great Pretender and it looked delicious, and so I ordered one without hesitating. Luckily, the lady I placed my order with pointed out to me that it was not made with real chicken but was in fact a plant-based meal. I cancelled the order and out of interest asked her if it actually tasted like chicken, to which she just laughed and shook her head. I think it's important to stress that I'm not slating any particular eating plan here, but rather how easy it is to mistake what is real for the non-real alternative. Sad to say that we are also faced with the same challenge when it comes to our daily Christian walk. With technology today, we have access to an infinite amount of online sermons and teachings, both local and international. We're actually spoiled for choice. There are countless books by an unlimited amount of authors, and that is not even to mention all the different translations of the written word. Because of this, it is so easy to be led astray. It's easy to be deceived, and the problem with deception is that it is just that, deceiving. Just like the examples I stated in terms of our senses, it's also subtle until our tolerance of what is not real is compromised on. We are warned about this in the Bible. In Matthew 24, verse 24, it says, "For false messiahs and false prophets will appear and perform great signs and wonders to deceive, if possible, even the elect." In 2 Timothy 4, verse 3-4, it says, "For the time will come when people will not put up with sound doctrine. Instead, to suit their own desires, they will gather around them a great number of teachers to say what their itching ears want to hear. They will turn their ears away from the truth and turn aside to myths." I know that you will agree with me that this is definitely happening today. People will follow what is comfortable. And because biblical truth is not always comfortable or easy, they lean to other doctrines. I've shared the story before of the day that I was waiting for an interview to arrive at a coffee shop, and I overheard a young girl telling her mother that she'd watched this video on Facebook about the crucifixion of Jesus. I was heartbroken to hear her account, and it was so far off of the biblical truth. The saddest part of all was that her mom did not know enough to correct her. So the question is, how do we navigate this fake world so that we are not deceived? The answer is, we test everything. I'm going to share three tests with you that will prove that God, Jesus, and the Word of God are true and genuine. The first one is the story of Elijah and the priests of Baal, and it can be found in 1 Kings 18, verse 21 to 39. Elijah gathers the children of Israel and the prophets on Mount Carmel and urges them to follow the one true God as opposed to the false or fake God of Baal. He stands alone as the only prophet of God against 450 of Baal's prophets, and he challenges them. In verse 23, it says, "Therefore, let them give us two bulls, and let them choose one bull for themselves." Yeah, he's speaking about the prophets of Baal. "Cut it into pieces and lay it on the wood, but put no fire under it. Then you call on the name of your gods, and I will call on the name of the Lord, and the God who answers by fire, he is God. The prophets of Baal go first and call on the name of Baal from morning till noon with no response. At noon, Elijah mocks them, and they continue in their quest until evening, still with no response. Then Elijah prepares an altar, but does something strange. He makes a trench around the altar, and once he's cut up the meat and laid it on the altar, he drenches everything three times with water. In verse 38, it says, "Then the fire," he calls on God, "and then the fire of the Lord fell and consumed the burnt sacrifice and the wood and the stones and the dust, and it licked up the water that was in the trench." I think it's safe to say that God is not fake. Now visit the New Testament with me. As you know, the Jews were waiting for a savior. It had been prophesied for years and they were expectant. Only thing is, they did not expect him to come as a helpless baby. They were expecting a warrior. But during his ministry on earth, through all that he did, they started believing that he was in fact the Messiah, the savior that they had been waiting for. And now I want you to imagine with me. Imagine what went through their minds when he was crucified. The utter despair. I guarantee you that at that point they would have questioned what was true and what was fake. They would have questioned whether he really was the Messiah they thought he was. And yet, he proves himself real. He reveals himself to his disciples after his resurrection and even allays Thomas's doubts. In John 20, verse 16 to 17, he reveals himself to Mary Magdalene. In Matthew 28, verse 8 to 10, he reveals himself to the other woman. Luke 24, verse 13 to 43, he reveals himself to the two disciples on the road to Emmaus. Luke 24, verse 34, he reveals himself to Peter. In Luke 24, verse 36, to the disciples, excluding Thomas. In John 20, verse 26 to 29, he reveals himself to the disciples with Thomas, and he says, "Then he said to Thomas, 'Put your finger here and see my hands, and put out your hand and place it in my side, and do not be faithless, but believing.'" In John 21, verse 1 to 2, he reveals himself to seven more disciples, and in 1 Corinthians 15, verse 6, he reveals himself to the 500 disciples. Yeah, we can categorically say that this proves that Jesus is not fake. Lastly, when we look at the Word of God, the proof that the Word of God is true is the following. God moved and guided the authors of the Bible as they wrote, and so we know that the Bible is God's inspired Word. Secondly, the Bible was written by over 40 different writers, including shepherds, kings, priests, scholars, fishermen and prophets over a span of 1,500 years, and yet it is unified in its message throughout all of the 66 books. That is some feat to achieve. The accuracy of the Bible was ensured by a number of safeguards, ensuring that it was faithfully passed down to us today. And then if none of that has convinced you, the Bible is the only book that contains prophecy that was fulfilled. Jesus fulfilled a great number of the prophecies foretold 400 to 1,500 years before he was born. Scientists and mathematicians have concluded that the odds of even a handful of these being fulfilled are impossible. And this in itself is an incredible study if you ever have time. And so we can come to the conclusion that the Word of God is not fake. But I want to say to you that we need to apply this today. And you know how I am. I'm always wanting to be a bit more practical. And so there's a couple of things I want to highlight. The first is be vigilant. Be vigilant and be aware that there are false prophets and false teachings out there. Number two, test your senses. What are you watching? What are you listening to? And what are you experiencing, meaning tasting and feeling? On a very, very practical level, it is so simple. We need to know God and have a relationship with him. And we need to know our Bible. Because the more we know the Bible, I mean, the more we know God, the less we will be deceived. And then lastly, I want to say to you, test your source. Make sure that everything that you hear or see lines up with the Word of God. Make sure that those that you are listening to are making a lot of reference to the Word of God. If it's a pastor or a teacher or a book and they are making no reference to the Word, then you need to be aware. And lastly, be alert if you are only being taught out of a paraphrased version of the Bible. These should always be used in conjunction with earlier versions. And so make sure, again, that you are testing your senses. In fact, we are told to do so in the Word. In 1 Thessalonians 5, verse 21 to 22, it says, test all things and hold fast what is good. In 1 John 4, verse 1, it says, beloved, do not believe every spirit, but test the spirits whether they are of God, because many false prophets have gone out into the world. In closing, can I just say that at one stage I was getting very frazzled about how little I knew about all these wrong doctrines out there. And then someone gave me such good advice. They told me to just focus on God and just focus on the Word of God, and that I would be covered. Remember too that God has left us the Holy Spirit. In John 14, verse 25, it says, but the Helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things and bring to your remembrance all things that I have said to you. And let me tell you, it definitely works. A little testimony, a while ago, someone very close to me sent me a teaching they shared with me. And immediately I felt in my spirit that I was unsettled. And lo and behold, on further investigation, I quickly discovered that the teacher that was giving the teaching was actually a New Age teacher, and that the teaching was very much steeped in New Age teaching. Also, recently there was a movie on circuit, and I went and watched it, and it was biblically sound in general, but there was one scene that was so off in terms of being biblically sound, and I noticed it immediately. The sad thing is that it's so subtle, and that if we lend our ears to that and don't know the Word, that we can so easily be taken off path. And so I want to just say to you today, test your senses, and that will ensure that you will always be on track in terms of what is real and what is fake in a very, very fake world today. Until next week, be blessed. This has been Teresa from Sojourn Retreat House, and I look forward to chatting to you again then. Goodbye.